This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is means nothing.
And Reggie Adetula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Right here in the loop
today,
on Sports Radio.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Uh-oh. He is so cooked.
No, I knew.
All right.
I just gotta get busy.
You all good?
He's not.
I'm working on it.
No, he's not.
Hey. I'm working on it.
Hey, babe, let's go to the fishing show.
Hey.
Why are you saying that like that's not been your whole plan?
That's been your whole plan the beginning. Then you did it last year.
I did. Let's run it back.
Oh my goodness.
You could do better.
Let's run it back.
Oh man. All right. Let's dig into this Houston Rockets game. The Rockets played last night against the Golden State Warriors, and they didn't win. Let's be honest; they didn't win. It was not the inspired effort that you were hoping to put them into the All-Star break. They are finally in that All-Star break where they're hoping on the other side of it they'll be able to recoup some of their talent. They're hoping that maybe you can get Fred VanVleet back, maybe you can get Jabari Smith Jr. back, and get back to playing better basketball. But they had a little stretch run here, where they have hit a pretty mighty lull, Lopez.
That's to say the least.
And so I kind of want to, like, I'm thinking about it because, again, I was like, this team looks like a team that absolutely needs the All-Star break. I mean, maybe last game more than ever. Like, what the part of the team where you talk about being energy and being, effort, they had to give way, and Ime had to bench those guys and go to the likes of Nate Williams. Shout out to that young man who had quite the game in order to try and claw their way back into this game. Unfortunately, they fall 105-98, but the likes of Nate Williams playing 18 minutes and putting up 11. Jock Landale had a whole bunch of opportunities. In fact, I don't think that he missed buckets until the very, very end of this game when the Warriors were able to extend it back out. Jayshon Tate got more minutes than Jalen Green in this game, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that was the type of game that it was. And with this continued kind of lull and lack of kind of energy and intensity that you're getting from the top line of what you're doing here, is this something that is just going to repair itself with some R&R over the All-Star break?
Yeah, I think it's going to help. But before we get to that, I got to tell you the two things. Number one, man, I love Ime Udoka. I love that dude.
You don't sugarcoat nothing. I'll tell you that.
I just love that dude. And number two, I realized last night, you know, low-key, as people like to say, one of my favorite things in sports, like one of the most innocuous, small favorite things in sports that I see very rarely now, used to be more often, is when they bench everybody. It's like the coach just says, Y'all all come out.
Come sit by me. Come sit by me.
All y'all come over here and get on the bench.
Oh, if y'all don't want to play, y'all don't have to play.
Exactly. Low key, that's one of my favorite things in basketball. Like, all y'all. You see that guy over there that hadn't played but 1 minute in the last seven games? He's finishing this game.
Yeah, you might be better than him, but he's playing harder. So who's going to play?
What makes it even better is when they make a comeback.
Yes.
And so now you got somebody like a Steph Curry on the bench and your team making a run.
Yeah.
And you just like, damn, you ain't going to put them back in?
No. Well, let's listen to Ime Udoka, how he explained it.
First of all, you have to play with a certain amount of aggression and physicality and effort, or you don't give yourself a chance. And that's what we did, I would say, the first 35, 40, whatever games of the year. We did that and gave ourselves a chance every night. And when we don't do that, you see what the results are lately. And so that alone takes care of some things, but a lot of the same mistakes on both ends of the ball. Lack of communication on defense. Playing in a crowd or selfishness on offense, and whether it's intentional or unintentional, it's wrong. You got three guys in the paint on you. You got to find your open teammates, and that's something we've been harping, and we see the results when we do it the right way, and that's what the bench unit just came in and did. Move the ball, didn't play in the crowd, got wide open looks, and make or miss them.
And then he was asked, did you have any consideration of bringing the starters back in? His answer, no. Not at all.
Straight like that. Straight like that. No, that is the beauty of Ime Udoka, is that he takes no bleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely what's necessary, because I found myself, I was just talking with the fellas that came up, Chris and Lacey, and I was like, man, I was yelling at my TV screen, not last night, but I think at one point, it might have been the night prior, where I was just like, yo, why are you going to in a one-on-three? Like, why are you driving in transition one versus three?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the type of stuff that Ime is talking about there. Like, you know, doing the simple things and following the game plan, just staying on task that he absolutely needs these guys to get to. So, like, for you... why did this lull happen in the way that it did?
That's the serious part of this, you know, because...
Because I think that's how we figure out if this is something that's just kind of a feature of what this team is right now, or if this is just, hey, we need to get some...
Or if it's maybe a deeper-seated problem.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys this. Is this lull that the Rockets hit, is it mostly young guys that hit the wall? Injuries? Sean mentioned this about a week ago, and I was like, that's kind of interesting, and I think it's maybe a little more interesting now. And I put it in quotation marks, reading press clippings. In other words, they're thinking that they're all
high,
that.
They got high. Yeah,
they're thinking that they're all that, and they're really not. They need more. Or do they still need something, like a true late-game, true star?
All right, so if I had to power rank those four things that you put
hitting the wall, injuries, reading press clippings, or not possessing a...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True star.
All right. I think that your injuries are going to come in a big way here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that ties in with hitting the wall. I think that those two things are going to be show up very huge. Like, you had a team where it felt like every part of it did something and added to the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And you took away some parts in that. Jabari Smith Jr. definitely gave you a lot help rebounding, and then obviously spacing and whatever, just like giving you the kind of size. And you saw that in certain games, like especially in the Mavericks game when they got out there with two bigs. And it's like, oh, we don't have a direct counter for that in what we naturally do. So we're going to have to break what we naturally do and bring in Steven Adams to play alongside Alper Şengün. I think that that happens with the dudes that you don't have available. Plus Fred VanVleet, when you talk about staying focused on what the details are, right? Making sure that you're moving the basketball and not letting the ball stick. Fred is huge in that regard. So, okay, you have those guys.
Yeah.
Hitting the wall is huge, though, because what Ime said there in that clip that you played, that's the identity of this team.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being a team that blitzes you, that gets rebounds off of effort and energy, that goes in transition to maybe not have as many half-court offensive sets because they're just going to get an easy buckets in transition. That's all born out of energy, and that's the energetic guys, the spark plugs, if you will, of this team are dudes that are playing now 40 and 35 minutes, and you're seeing them slow down. I didn't think I would ever see Amen Thompson get blown by, and I've seen that more in the last couple of weeks than I could have imagined. In that way. So I think that those are the big things. And then I'd probably go to like, hey, man, you don't have a star to just kind of cover up, paper over all these holes that you typically have to go to.
Yeah, if I was to rank them, I would probably rank not having a true star at number one. I think that's the first thing. The second thing, I would put hitting the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I think because I know Fred been out and Şengün been in and out too, but you still got Jalen Green, who just got paid and is, I thought, was going to take that next step to be that person that could kind of, you know, carry the team a little bit. Reading the press clippings, I don't think they like eating the cheese or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But
rat poison.
I just think they don't have that star that could close a game.
I think, like, I'm with you. I think because
y'all been trying to make this trade.
No, and you can't right now.
Get that star now.
I was on the other side for a while when they were on that good streak. I was like, you know what? Let's just develop and see what these guys can do. But now, and here's why: even when VanVleet comes back and Jabari comes back, they're not going to help you in late game situations as much. I mean, VanVleet more, but I mean, Jabari's going to help you with defense, rebounding, physicality. VanVleet can make a shot. He's a smaller guy. Is he the guy that you really want to get the ball at the end? And so maybe it's like, yes, they really need a star. You just can't get one right now.
Well, but I think that's where I come back to the process. Sorry to use a word that can be triggering to dear listeners, but I think that it's, When you get into clutch situations and you have the likes of Jalen Green not going through the process and just kind of stagnating into, hey, we're going to offense, or we're just going to, ISO.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to beat you one-on-one. You can do that a little bit, but you're not the level of superstar in this league that can do that relatively consistently and get results off of that. That's why you have to continue to go through the process and swing the ball and find the open man and let
you can win games like that.
And they had won games like that. And that's why I'm like, I feel like, especially where this team is as a whole, that one is less important on the scale of this lull. We've seen the data in this season that says that this lull is not because they don't have a star. They had better games without that star as well. Like on a longer scale, yeah, that's something that
win the big game.
Yeah, right. We all know that eventually that's where they're headed to finding that one player.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like once the season ends, what do you do? Do you run this back or do you feel like you need to have that star that could close a game if needed?
500 shots a day, man.
Yeah, but that
500 shots a day.
That's where that develops.
That can happen. But, hey, that's
super
great.
That big superstar will paper over some things, but I think that will actually limit the particular development of all these guys that we're talking about. If they want to be impact players, they also have to know that, hey, what is important is making sure that you stay the process and that you stay on task all the way through till triple zeros. And I think that's where they have faltered here, whether it's just because they're tired or it's because like the fatigue mentally is happening. But these are the growing pains. These are the things that are necessary for this Rockets team to find.
Now, if Amen can step up and be that person, let's say next year or something, be that person where the ball got to be in his hand at the last second, then I'm down with that.
That's kind of where I'm going.
I just don't know right now. Mm-hmm. I think right now in this moment, I don't know if you have that person.
No, I mean, I don't even say that I don't know. I think right now you absolutely do not have that person because those are the people that step up in these moments where everybody else is gassed and are like, well, I can get this done, and you have not had that happen. All right. They're on the All-Star break, thankfully, though. They'll get some rest, and there is optimism that Fred VanVleet and Jabari Smith Jr. could possibly be returning for this team as soon as next Friday, like a week from today when they get back into action. And let me make sure that against the Minnesota Timberwolves, that's right. And that's going to be a nationally televised game. So you start with a flourish on what is the proverbial second half of the season or the stretch run towards the end. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day, not the one that we've been talking about all the way around, but what is something that you've said that will live in infamy? Carl Ravitch is getting blown up about his. You tell us yours, 713-572-4610, and we'll do that next.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.